Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and welcome to Read You Later, a fun, captivating show that discusses the best in arts, entertainment, and literature. And tonight we have two young ladies who are working for the kingdom through their ministry in books and public speaking. But before we begin our show, I want to talk about some things that will be happening in our upcoming episodes and also next year. Next week we will have Lisa Speller, who is a senior policy advisor for the city of Richmond. And she will be talking about how to galvanize and support voting and how to galvanize and support our African-American voting rights. This is very, very crucial as we see that voting is important each and every time, ladies and gentlemen. We cannot wait until we have a major election every 4 years. We need to concentrate on our local elections, our regional elections, and our state elections. It's very, very important. So she'll talk about how to galvanize more women, especially women of color, to infuse and organize and have our grassroots efforts in order to make a successful, you hear me, successful political season for all. And we know right now that our nation is pretty much in a state of chaos. So she's going to talk about that and how important it is. We also will be having our very famous book hit list show in December, where some of your favorite book club members, bloggers, and avid readers will talk about their top 10 book selections for 2015. Also, some of your favorite authors will be chiming in, saying thank you and talk about their projects and their upcoming projects. Also in 2018, I have my Lights, Camera, Action 2018. This year, everything will be the hotel. The people who attended last year know that we actually broke fire marshal code, and the fire marshal won't allow anybody else in the library. We had over 200-some people packing the library. So we will have everything at the Marriott Courtyard RDU this year. We'll start with our famous Girls Night Out, where we have live music, painting, refreshment, games, and karaoke. Saturday, we will have two events. We'll have our famous panel, where I will be moderating. We'll also have a bachelor auction and a fashion show and a book signing. And Saturday evening, we will have our bedtime stories, which is a new addition to Lights, Camera, Action. Beverly Jenkins will be our featured author. We'll also have refreshments provided by Siri Austin, Iris Boland. We'll have saucy tidbits, naughty tidbits, pajama party, line dancing, and more. All of this for $75. Ladies and gentlemen, you can't beat it. I don't know where you're going to get all this for $75. Hotel rates are $99, and I talked to Marriott, and we also include breakfast. If you book through me through my Read You Later blog, and I'm going to tell you, I opened up registration last week, and I want to say the block is almost full for Saturday and Sunday, but they are allowing me to add on additional blocks like I did last year. But if it could be a certain point, I'm not adding on any additional blocks, but the blocks are $99 a night, and that includes breakfast. And it doesn't matter if more than one person is in the hotel room. That's up to you. And Saturday, the breakfast will be a buffet breakfast. And so spread the word. I look forward to seeing you guys. But this first young lady that is coming on, she's someone who I greatly admire. If you ever had a Black Expressions book subscription, I remember, oh, my gosh, when I saw all those African-American books, because I've been an avid reader for years, and I didn't know that there were so many African-American authors. And when I would look in the back of a Essence or Ebony or any other magazine or news subscription and see that there was a bevy of African-American authors and I could be a part of the book club, I was thrilled. And this young lady is responsible for introducing us to so many great African-American authors and authors of color. And I really don't think that she gets the credit that she's due. One of the most humble spirits you will encounter in this publishing industry. So I would like to welcome back to Read You Later, Curl Mackey. Curl, welcome back to Read You Later.
Hi, LaShera. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Good evening, everybody.
And this also happens to be her publishing day. So happy publishing day.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much. Boy, I'm so excited, and I just, you know, look on my timeline, and I see all the love that I'm getting, and I'm just overjoyed and overwhelmed, LaShera. So thank you so much to you and all your readers and all my friends out there. You know, the love has been tremendous. So thank you guys so much.
And I was saying early, you, and I'm going to go on record here, you single-handedly changed the landscape of publishing for African-American authors and readers, because you put all of these African-American authors in front of us, and you let the world know that there were African-American readers who were in tune to these authors and would purchase these authors, and you made them accessible for us. You introduced me to so many great authors through your Black Expressions, and I want to personally say thank you.
Oh, thank you, LaShera. You're so sweet. Thank you so much. You know, those were some of the happiest days in my entire life, just sharing and meeting so many people and, you know, and just providing that service, you know.
You provided a platform. And to me, I was telling a friend of mine earlier today, I think everybody should be sharing your release day, purchasing a copy, because you really put a girl. I was gonna say, I mean, everyone. As my grandma used to say, everyone needs to share it, because it was everyone, and purchase a copy and purchase a copy for their friends, because you introduced us to the world. You introduced African American readers and authors to the world, and you gave everyone a platform where they felt that they can be a part of. So, I think it's only our rightful duty that we share and support you.
Thank you, LaShera. I appreciate that, sweetheart. I really do. It was just, you know, like I said, those were some of the best years of my life, and I met so many authors and got exposed to, you know, some works than authors that I had not even, prior to me becoming the editor of Black Expressions, I hadn't even known. So, and I've made lifelong friends, you know, as a result of those relationships that were over a decade long.
Awesome.
So God has been good. God has been so good.
Now, let's talk about this current project. And before I begin, let me tell you something. This woman right here, honey, her spirit is so, honey, her spirit, as the kids say, is on a 180. She has a presence about her. A spirit about her. I'm thinking the other person I can think of, Kimberly Lawson Roger and Colette Harrell, that when you meet, you like, oh, what's that about? You have this grace, this elegance, and this peace within you, and what you give to us through your works. And if you haven't had the opportunity to purchase her devotional book, please do so. She has a way of appeasing your spirit and entertaining you at the same time, and she's done it again. So can you tell my listeners what is the title of your latest project?
Oh, sure, LaShera. Thank you, sweetie. The latest book, which was born today, is called Faces of Praise, Photos, and Gospel Inspirations to Encourage and Uplift. I know that's a mouthful, but for all intent purposes, let's just say Faces of Praise.
Faithful to praise. Now, you know what? We need some praise, honey. We need some
Amen.
Praise. We need
Amen.
Some worship. And I think that this book has come together in such a timely manner because of a lot of what's going on in our nation and in our world. If you look on Facebook, sometimes you have to, or social media at all, you have to glean light somewhere. And
Amen.
We need that praise, and we need that worship, and we need books that are going to take us to that secret place or get our soul man at peace. So can you tell me what is the premise of this book and the reason why you became part of this project?
Oh, boy, I so enjoy telling this story, so thank you, and I'll be as concise as I possibly can. Well, the Faces of Praise, this was actually an idea that I had several years ago when I met my co-author, who is the photographer who took all those beautiful pictures in the book of the gospel artist. His name is Jeffrey Grant, and I met Jeff at our mutual friend's wedding in 2012. And you know how people introduce, and Denise Henderson Brown, she knew everybody, you know, because they all worked in the music industry. So I was the lone publishing person there, you know, but I was just enthralled by meeting all of these, you know, top people that have created everybody's career from, you know, I mean, God, the names just go on and on with so many people. I was in awe. I was like a little kid listening to these stories. But anyway, that's why I met Jeff. And Denise introduced us, and she says, Carol, Jeff wants to write a book. So we exchanged numbers, and we stayed in touch, you know, throughout the years. And but at the time, I was going through a very bad divorce, and I know that I didn't have the presence of mind or the anything to write a book. You know, I mean, I knew because I'd written Sister Girl devotions already, and I knew the work and the amount of commitment, and I just didn't have it in me, LaShear. I just didn't have it in me. And he knew that, but we continued our friendship. And he, one day over lunch, Jeffrey and I met, and he, and he's also a minister, just let me say that, he's also a minister, so he prayed for me, like, throughout those whole, you know, 4 years. I mean, he would pray for me, he would send me CDs, because he worked for Sony Music at the time, and he would send me all these care packages with all these gospel music and everything like that. So he really helped bring me over that hump. He doesn't think he did much, but he did a whole lot. So anyway, we met over lunch, and he was showing me these pictures of all the pictures that he'd taken of the gospel artists. And I said, oh, my God. And each one was more breathtaking than the other, you know, just the emotion that he captured. And then he showed me some that he'd taken in church of just like ordinary church folk. And I said, oh, my God, these are the faces of praise. Those were the first words that came out of my mouth. And I said, oh, my God. And I knew we were going to do something, but that wasn't the time. So fast forward 4 years later, I get a call from Adrienne Ingram, who's editor extraordinaire. You know, she's one of the grand dames of the black publishing world, and an excellent editor. And she called me. We hadn't spoken in several years, and she asked me if I had anything. And I said, well, you know, I was working on another book, but it was a secular book. And she said, well, I'm at Faith Words. I can't take that. So then I told her about the idea of, you know, adding Jeff's pictures in my devotionals. I said, and we'll call it Faces of Praise. She loved the idea. She loved it. So then we set up a meeting. She met Jeff. She saw my pictures. She fell in love with the pictures. She fell in love with the concept. And, you know, and here's Faces of Praise. So I just had a ball doing it. I wrote and for the audience that doesn't know, I wrote the devotionals that are based on each artist's song. So, for example, Kirk Franklin, I took his I Smile song, and I made, you know, created a devotional around how you can still smile. God gives you that inner smile when you're going through something really bad, you know, that you can still smile despite it all, because the joy of the Lord is your strength. So I have a scripture, you know, it's full of scriptures, it's full of prayers, I have affirmations in there, and I try to touch on as many things as possible, and the truth that we are going through, you know, so it's not a fluffy, glossy,
exactly.
It's not that kind of book. You know, we don't need that anymore. We need encouragement, we need upliftment, but we also need to be told the truth, and we also need the real deal. You know, we gloss over things sometimes in church, and we can't. We have to pull that Band-Aid off and let that wound heal. So, you know, so it was a cathartic book for me, because I was just coming off of, you know, and coming out of my divorce and the aftermath of that and the emotional upheaval and all those things. So I got to listen to a lot of these artists' songs that I had, some of these artists I didn't know anything about. So I had to Google them. I, you know, read up on them. I listened to their songs on YouTube. Jeffrey gave me an entire song list of their most popular songs because, you know, he worked in the music industry with them. So he knew what was hot on the Billboard, what was the top of the gospel charts, and things like that. And most of the time I used those songs, but in researching them, I tried, you know, listen to other songs, and I said, oh, no, this is the song. And it was not one of their most popular songs, but it was a song that touched my spirit. I said, I can really write from the spirit and from the gut on this one. You know what I mean? So it was a real interesting way that it's just how God brings you together. And this will happen over a period of 4 years. Like, we didn't write a book for 4 years. We knew we'd write it.
Oh, wow.
And then one day, out of the blue, hadn't talked to Adrian now in years, hadn't spoken to Adrian, one day she calls. So you see what I mean? So I guess what I want to tell the audience is that ain't nothing but God. That ain't nothing but God. And this is what he does. This is how he operates. Yeah, that's how
he
operates. So I'm blessed, you know.
Now, how do you want this project or this ministry, because that's what it is, this ministry, how do you want it to impact others?
Well, if I have to put it in a nutshell, LaShera, I would say always trust God and know that he's with you. You know, that's the basic takeaway I think that's going to be in all of my writing is I'm going to point you toward God and let you have that personal relationship and you see for yourself. Because, you know, it's a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. It's a personal relationship. So it's not... My relationship with them is different from yours. Yours is different from, you know, your husband's. Everybody's is different. And you have to find that secret place with him and decide for yourself. You know, I'm going to follow you no matter what. And the bad times will come. And that's another thing I'll tell people, man, is that when things get bad, they can get very bad. But you know, if you hang in there with the Lord and just keep praying and you have a very strong support system, and people that were around me that lifted me up when I wanted to fall down. You know what I'm saying? They held my arms up. They kept me laughing. They kept me encouraged, you know, and that helps. That support system helps. And staying in the Word and, you know, trying to focus yourself and keep your eyes as much on the Lord as possible. And sometimes it's hard because you really want to doubt and say, you've got me in this and you in, don't you see I'm in this mess? You know, of course he sees it. It's like, of course I see it. But, you know, he's still with you. Even though you're twirling around the seventh circle of hell, he's still with you.
Yes. And, you know, I'm going through a period of transitioning. I'm leaving one school system in one state and going to another. And for the last three weeks, I've kept hearing people, my colleagues, saying, oh, well, this is going to happen if you do this, and this is going to happen if you do that. And so a lot of my Facebook posts and social media posts have been geared toward me because even though I know some people don't mean any harm, I had to put blindfolds on my eyes and I had to put an earmuffs on my ear because they were planting seeds of doubt. And even though they, and I don't think intentionally they didn't mean to, but because of what they were saying, because a lot of times we speak negative over our lives and other people's lives, but we don't realize it because it's general conversation. And so I was talking to someone, they were telling me this all this stuff, and I said, no offense. I said, but I don't have to rebuke all of what you're saying. I said, because I know that God has better for me, and I'm going to receive better, and I'm going to get better. And I say, and I know that he's made a way of escape. I said, he's already set the table out. All I do is sit down. So I'm going to have to leave this conversation. So she kind of looked at me strange. I said, girl, we still girls. I said, but you don't realize that you're speaking negative. And I said, I can't be in that place right now. And I had to pull myself away for the last 3 weeks from people. And it wasn't because I didn't like them, it wasn't because I was insistent, but I was in a place of vulnerable. I was being vulnerable. And so I had to be mindful of what was spoken over me, what was said to me, and what I partaked in. And so I appreciate books of your nature that sometimes you need a song. Sometimes you have to hum young songs, my grandma used to say. And sometimes you have to read a certain scripture or affirmation devotion to kind of get your spirit lifted up and get your mind and put you in that place where you know the Lord is still working on your behalf. Because when people start putting those seeds of doubt, I'm like, oh, Lord, I can't have that. I can't have that.
I know.
And I had to quickly give myself away.
That's beautiful. You did the right thing. You did the right thing.
Well,
and
look,
sometimes
the Lord
will wall you off.
Yeah.
Even when you don't want to wall yourself off, he will wall you off and get those people out of your life. And you'll say, oh, my God, wonder why so-and-so doesn't call me anymore. I haven't heard from XYZ. And you know what? He's done that because he's perfect. He knows that person with that mouth or that person that may be a little bit jealous of you from the get-go, even when you were doing good, they didn't really, you know, care for you, but you thought that they were your friend. But he, you know, is walling you off to protect you. And sometimes
like
we don't even know that he's going to do it. But he just does it on his own, and he does it very quietly sometimes. No big fanfare. You won't even notice that they're gone. You know, I'm sad to say, most of the time until much later. And say, wow, wonder what happened with that relationship. This person doesn't call me anymore. They don't text. They don't answer my text. They don't do this. The Lord's getting them out of the way so he can bless you.
Amen. I will receive all that. And I have a person in line, and she's a prayer warrior of mine. I recognize the number. Call her from 225-620. Do you have a question or comment?
Of course I do. I love you, ladies. Hello, Carol. This is Kim Knight.
Hey, Kim, how are you?
I'm good. Congratulations on your new project.
Oh, thank you, love.
I will be supporting and sharing and all that, and I love you, Shira.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I love you,
and Kim
is someone who, like, I can tell that she ain't feeling it. She can tell that I ain't feeling it. We'll call, connect, and text, and all that good stuff. And anyone who's listening, if you're looking to purchase quick Christmas gifts, Kim has an online bookstore. Kim, can you shout out your bookstore?
But of course. I am Between the Lines Bookstore, and you can find me at bit.ly/BTLBookstore17, or you can go to mgodbooks.com and you can find us there.
Yep, she has books, tidbits, all that kind of stuff. So if you're looking for Christmas gifts, in-law gifts, outlaw gifts, she don't care. Just go support.
I'm sharing you too much. I love it. So thank you for giving me that, Kim, because I didn't know. I thought you had a physical store, sweetheart. I didn't know you had an online bookstore.
Yeah, we were offline and online, but I closed the bookstore last year, about October, actually, and I started doing more pop-up shops and more business to business, where we would go, like when we did the Steve Harvey event, where we sold books for his Act Like Success conference. So, yeah.
Awesome. Yes, Kim has done some huge things this year, even though she like try to be low-key, but Kim has done some huge things this year. I am so proud of her. I could just scream.
Amen.
I'm so proud of her.
That's wonderful. Well, she deserves it. She's so sweet.
Well,
what'd you
again,
say, Kim?
Carol,
no, I said she's so sweet.
People,
Kim deserves it all.
Yes,
Thank you, Carol. But I have people like you ladies in my life. And so, you know, birds of a feather flock together, and we're only as strong as our weakest link. And however I can help, whatever that may be, prayer, a word of encouragement, you know, to share a post or give money, you know, I'm always open to do that. And so I am glad to have both you ladies, you know, in my life. And once again, Carol, thank you for always giving us some great inspiration. That Sister Girl Devotions, you say some lives at a job that
there
I
you better, I tell you.
Thank you, sweetie. Oh, my gosh. Thank you, Kim.
I'll be listening.
Amen. Thank you, darling, for popping in. That was a treat.
All right. Thank you, Kim.
Yeah, I guess she popped out.
And I have another caller from 937-248. 937-248. Do you have a question or comment for Carol? 937.
No, I was just listening. Hello, this is Vanessa Miller. I was just listening. I saw you.
Hi, Vanessa.
Hello, and I didn't want to.
How are you, sweetie pie?
I'm doing good.
Oh, good. Good, good to hear your voice.
But Vanessa also has a huge event that will be taking place next weekend. So, Vanessa, you want to shout out your event and how people can connect with you?
Well, it's Christian Book Lovers Retreat, and they can connect on ChristianBookLoversRetreat.com. And the book fair will be on Saturday, October 28th, in Charlotte, North Carolina, Embassy Suites. They are more than welcome.
That sounds good.
All right. And I can't wait. I got my spending money. I got my spending money, honey. I am ready to buy some books.
Right, okay, but I wasn't trying to interrupt. I just wanted to hear what Cheryl had going on.
Oh, yes, yes, ma'am. Good to see you. Remember all those CBAs that we used to attend together, Vanessa?
Yes. Yes, the good old days.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
How are you doing?
Well, thank you for calling.
Thank you, sweetheart.
I'm gonna mute and continue to listen.
Okay. Right, thank you, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. So, Carol, can you tell us how we can support this project and where we can purchase the book, and how, if people want to connect with you for speaking engagements or any other type of platform, how they can connect with you?
Sure. They can get the book on Amazon or Barnes & Noble. All the booksellers have it, but most people are getting their copies off of Amazon. And my website, unfortunately, is not complete, so I'm revamping that whole thing. I'm tearing it down and putting up something new, please be patient with me on that. But also, if they would like to, you know, have me at their church or do a book signing or anything like that, I would love that. And my email address is cmmack45@gmail.com. That's cmmack45@gmail.com. So just shoot me an email, and I'll shoot you back, because I love going to churches and speaking at, like, little, you know, women's events and things like that. I love that. I love connecting with people. So just, I'm here.
All right,
I appreciate you.
She really does have a humble spirit, and she has a spirit of excellence, and she loves to serve and uplift. And it's a story that you shared with us at a conference, and you were saying, I have used this. Let me tell you how ministry flows. I have used this story with so many other people, and people have cried. And it was like when God will tell you, like, to say something to somebody. And it was like when you were going through your trials and tribulations, and you said that there was, like, snow or something on the it had, like, a heavy snow and fell. And you were wondering how you were going to get through this and that. And, like, I think there was a bird on the ledge, and the bird had kind of, like, encased itself, and it had protected itself from the snow. And God spoke to you and said, just like I take care of that bird, I'm going to take care of you. And I have never forgotten that story. And I have used that with other people and seen Christ. That is ministry. I just want to tell you that you are awesome. Anything that I can do, girl, you'll make me cry here, but anything I can do to support you, you have it. And I love you. I love you dearly.
I love you too.
I love you too,
Tori. You're beautiful. And thank you. You know, I forgot about that story. Look at God. You brought it right back to my remembrance. That was a few years ago.
Honey, I
haven't
forgotten, 'cause I have used it several times.
Amen. Well, thank
you. Others.
Yes, thank you so much for everything. I appreciate you. I love you from the bottom of my heart. And
love
if there's
too.
Anything that I can do for you as well, please let me know.
All right. You have a wonderful evening.
You too, darling. God bless you. Have a great night. Bye-bye.
Bless you. Same to you. Bye. Next, we have another Kingdom woman. Nicole Smith, she is on a mission to make sure that you can be single, saved, and sanctified. So I would like to welcome to Read You Later, Nicole Smith. Nicole, welcome to Read You Later.
Well, hello, LaShira. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I am doing well. Now, Nicole, honey, you have a story to tell, because you really have a mission and a purpose. So can you tell my listeners who may not be familiar with you and your work Can you first give us the title of your latest project and your mission?
Well, the latest project is they're all 28-day devotionals for singles. So the latest one is called Passion Fruit, and it is on our passions and desires. And that's kind of been my baby because that's kind of been close to my heart. And my mission is holiness. Holiness. I have a pet peeve and an issue when it comes to Christian singles that feel like and believe a lie that they cannot remain celibate. The mission is that they can be holy. God has called us to be holy, and they can serve in the midst of being single.
Now, you know Nicole tries to step on people's foot here. Foot, arms, legs, everything. But you know, when Nicole, it's you know, what you're saying is what I was brought up in. But if you look at the church body as a whole, a lot of times the images that are placed out there, even within the confines of, quote-unquote, you know, the brick-and-mortar church, they're kind of contrary to some of the, as my grandma would say, old-fashioned type of traditions and sayings and even ministry that we grew up with. Would you not agree with that observation?
I totally agree. I think that our passions and desires, especially when it comes to singles, that's kind of a subject that you don't really hear a lot preached from the pulpit. It is taught in the marriage ministries. You know, we hear it in the marriage ministries, but it kind of has become taboo in our singles ministry. But God created sex. He created our passions. He created our desires. So it is good. And it is good in the bonds of marriage. And I think that there's an impact that we as singles have to make and to realize that God has called us to where we are right now. We have to accept that, operate and function in what he has given us for now. You know, we don't know what he has, but but we have a gift that we have to operate in.
You know, a young lady at my school, one of my colleagues, and I call her one of my babies, she recently got married. Because she felt that she was about to sin against her flesh. So she got married right before the end of the school year, but they're having their formal wedding in a couple of weeks. And she said that she prayed for a man, that she prayed to God that man that would honor her, and she did not want to settle. And when I say, like, this young man that she has, because they're very young, mid-20s, but he cooks for her, he surprises her, he gives her, like, tickets to Bruno Mars, and I was like, that is awesome, because she chose not to settle. And I told her, I said, girl, you two have a ministry, because she didn't want to settle. I said, God did give you the desires of your heart. And when I read about you and looked at the information you sent me, it just so reminded me of her and her husband and how she went and did things because she didn't want to settle.
Exactly. I think that we have to make a conscious decision whether, you know, how bad do we want it? How bad do we want to make sure that what we're doing is pleasing God? Some of those things is we got to make sure that we have a great support system. We have to have a, you know, someone that that support us to the point where, you know, they're not going to tell us what we want to hear, but they're going to tell us what we need to hear. It may be a married couple.
Accountability.
Exactly. Everybody submits to somebody. You know, husband and wives submit to one another. The members of the church submit to leadership. The Bible tells us to submit to one another. So if we're not doing that as singles, I mean, there's really not a good chance that we are going to do that when we're married in a form of a habit and putting it into practice. And I think that in order for us to accept where we're at, love where we're at, because that's where God has us, and then we operate out of that. And I won't sit here and tell you that it's easy. I've been single for 18 years. I've been celibate for 18 years. Now, if you would have told me 18 years ago that I'd still be single, I probably would have smacked you.
But
I like, what? But he has a work for us all. And while we're doing what we need to be doing, you know, we have to be mindful of what he's called us to do. I love what I do, but one of the reasons that I actually started writing a devotion is because being over the singles ministry and just being a minister in general, you know, you would go to these Christian bookstores, you go to Lifeway and whatnot, and they've got these big sections for the women, and they've got a big section for the men, and they've got a big section for the family. And then, you know, the children got that whole West Wing.
True.
So, but when it comes to the singles, it's like there's like three shelves right on the marriage. And a lot of self-help books, nothing wrong with, you know, trying to find a mate, nothing wrong with those books. But if you don't know what you're supposed to be doing while you're single, then, you know, you're not going to be ready for what he has for
exactly.
you in your marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Because marriage is not the all in all. There is something, you know, we still have to operate and function in our calling in marriage. We don't stop because we
True.
Find somebody. So I minister to men and women. But not only do I minister to men and women, but, you know, being a minister, I just minister in general. But Passion Fruit is the third book that I've come out with. There's seven books, and the third book is actually today is the day that it's complete. The final editing has been completed, and it will go to the layout. So excited about that. So November the 1st, we'll start on book four. And that will be, we'll talk about that one later. But excited about that and excited to see what God is doing in this season.
Now, I think that you brought up a great point about singles ministry. And, you know, there are some larger churches that do cater to the singles. But if we're honest, sometimes
mm-hmm.
it's kind of like an apostolic, even though the churches are full of singles. And sometimes
right.
the full of married people operating as singles. We're going to be honest with that.
Help us,
Jesus. But, you know, I think it is important because we need to teach our young ladies and men, as you stated earlier, because you deal with men as well, how
mm-hmm.
to operate, what to do. And though the process may not be easy, as you stated earlier, but it's a necessary
mm-hmm.
part process because, you know, you're entangling, and this is a whole different category here now, but you're entangling yourself with so many different spirits. And you know, sometimes people feel like, well, I can't get this off me, or you see people transform and change it. That's because they have bonded that they're filled with something that's purely crazy. You know, when I was growing up, my grandmother, and I'm a grandma's baby, as you can probably say, because I refer to my grandma because I think she's one of the wisest women that ever walked this earth. But I remember she would say, when someone come to your house, baby, who your folks? And I used to think, oh, my grandma's being so kind. This is so embarrassing. Because I got older, I remember my grandma was. Why? She was a geneticist. Because I remember this young man, I was about 15, I was brought to the house, and da-da-da, you know, you couldn't go to front of the living room. And she called me in the back room, and she said, honey, you need to go to his family crazy. Ain't nothing good in that family. And, you know, I was devastated. You know, you're 15, 10 years, glowing and all that
and
stuff.
You like
but my grandma was so correct. Look, my grandma was so correct. My grandma was a geneticist, honey. But before they even knew what it was. But it's so important that women and men don't engage in certain actions because you're entangling yourself with all these spirits. And then you start acting
That's
crazy
it.
And thinking crazy. You can't get yourself
That's
because
it.
You entangled yourself with John. John entangled himself with Susan. Susan entangled
yes.
herself with Leroy. And that's why you are all the people.
That's it. And, you know, that's the enemy's goal. That is his goal. And number one is to make you, first of all, ineffective and to make sure that he can put some hindrances in your way to where now you can't focus on what you need to be focusing on because you're focusing so much on this. And that's his job.
Exactly.
And there are times when we let him do his job very well. And that's part of the humanness in us, but we have a forgiven God that you fall, he
yeah.
allows you to get back
yeah.
up. And he's so forgiving.
Lord knows.
But
Lord
and
knows,
he's also,
honey.
He's also a
my
just
knees,
God.
Bang my head and everything.
And so I think that it's awesome. But the at the end of the day, you know, the first two books, they're not, I mean, they're not a series per se. They're just mm-hmm. topics, and you choose the 28-day devotion that gears to the topic that you're interested in order. You don't have to read book one in order to get to book two, or you can read book three first and then go to book one
okay.
and then go to book seven. It depends on, you know, where you're at in your season, where you feel like you need to be encouraged in. And so I will say it has been an encouragement to me. Now, you know it's an encouragement to yourself when you got to read it and say, did I say that? Lord, help me.
All right, I'm going to take a caller 919-427, caller 919-427. Do you have a question or comment for Nicole? 919-427. Well, we appreciate you listening. Let's see, caller 804-212, caller 804-212. You have a question or comment for Nicole? Okay. Well, appreciate you listening. Now, Nicole, how can people connect with you or purchase your books?
Well, one of the ways that they can connect and meet with me is via my website. It is Salt Ministry, www.saltministry.net. The SALT stands for S-A-L-T, that is Single Adults Living Truth. They can go to the website at www.saltministry.net. I am also on Facebook at Salt Ministry One, Open Palms. They can connect with me on Twitter, Nicole Smith at NCL Free. And they could just even email me. My books are available, of course, on Amazon. They are available on my website as well, www.saltministry.net again. There's also things that go along with it. There's also a journal that can be purchased with it, coffee cups, pens, aprons, and another shout-out. Yeah. A shout-out to Vanessa. I will be at the Christian Book Lovers Retreat in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Okay.
I'm actually going to be one of the speakers and have a table there. So would love for everybody to come out. I think it's an awesome opportunity, what Vanessa is doing. I think it is great. I'm excited. I've been preparing for about 3-4 months.
Yeah,
so,
I had a great time last year, and this year I'm moderating a few panels. So I look forward to visiting, shopping, and also moderating.
Awesome. This is my first time, so, you know, I'm excited
about
that.
You'll have a great time. You'll have a great time. We had a ball last year. I came back rejuvenated and refreshed. Well, I want to thank
awesome.
You for coming on, Nicole, and I apologize if we had some issues with the phone number earlier. My apologies.
That's okay.
And I want to thank everybody for chiming in and for listening, and from my heart to yours, I hope you have a wonderful week. Read you later. Good night.
Good night.